It's our 1 year chickiversary.
I cannot believe it's been a full year since we hatched.
A whole year. It's also our 50th podcast.
And this is Chick to Chick.
Yeah, we have two reasons to celebrate. It's our 1 year anniversary. It's also our 50th podcast. I cannot believe it.
No.
And what's amazing is we just love all of your support because, like, you like us.
You really like us.
Like, this is our Sally Field moment.
We're always surprised. We're always surprised. Like, oh, did you see the reactions we got with that? Or when people come up to us when we're out and let us know that they're watching and they're engaged and tuned in. I'm always pleasantly surprised. I don't take it for granted 1 minute.
And I love it when you come up to us and you say hello and you'll say like, hey, you're the Chicks.
Yeah,
we love that. Please come up to us, say hello. It's just been a great year, a year of growth, and we are so excited to enter year two. So we put a couple of things out there. And the big question is, who talks more?
Why do we say it like this? Here's the deal. She talks more when it's work related.
Yeah, when we go out on business calls and we're talking about podcasts, I do all the talking. Mm-hmm. But on a personal level.
Don't give me a but.
Lord have mercy, the girl can talk. Can I tell you?
She loves it. She loves me and she loves it. She just won't tell you that. She loves it.
I love telling the story when we drove to State College.
Here we go again. I'm going to take a nap.
Yeah, go ahead. No, I'll make it quick. We drove to State College. It's an hour and a half drive. And she talked the entire time.
I got it all out. I purged. Bless her heart.
She didn't say one word. And we get out of the car and her daughter's there. And I said, Sam, your mother talked the whole way here. And she went, shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
So we balance each other out.
Yeah, we do.
Another question that we put out there, who walks more? That's an easy one right here. I try to walk every single day, like 3 to 6 miles. It helps me just clear my mind. And I don't know. I really enjoy it.
I feel like I walk around my house 6 miles, up and down, on around.
Do.
So why go out? That's what I'm doing.
You don't need to. You don't need to.
Yeah.
And we put a couple of other things out there. Who has interviewed our current president? Who flew in a MiG-29? And we'll start with, who do you think interviewed our current president? And I bet most people thought it was me because of my journalism background, but it was actually you.
It was me. So way back when Trump had his first apprentice, I was working with this company and we did this AC 24/7. So we went into Atlantic City and we were there shooting all kinds of fun stories about Atlantic City. And we had this big Taj Mahal party to go to. And just before that is when I learned it was actually Donald Trump's big birthday bash.
Oh my.
So we're there with the crew and it's the whole apprentice group that first season. And it was pretty amazing. I mean, the setup of this party was incredible. And Donald Trump came in with Melania and also
Melania.
Also the Philbins. Oh my gosh.
Joy.
Thank you. Joy. And more importantly,
Regis, right?
Regis. Wow.
Okay.
Sorry, Reg, it's just been a minute since you've been on. So they came in, which is funny. It's like the talls and the smalls.
Yeah.
So I went over to him and I interviewed him and asked him how he was doing with his birthday bash. And I have to say, he was a very friendly, kind person. It was an interesting interaction. It didn't last very long, but I was in the room with him for another, I'd say, hour and a half during that whole party.
Mm-hmm. And what was your impression of him?
He was pleasant. He was nice. I didn't see him being arrogant or cocky or anything. He was fun. He walked around the room. I was pleasantly surprised.
Okay. So since she's the one who interviewed the current president,
clearly,
who flew in the MiG-29? Me. Okay.
I can't believe this.
It was a great story. This, we're going back 20 years now. This was 1991. The Cold War was ending. There was an air show at the Harrisburg International Airport. And the Russians announced that they were going to bring their MiGs here to America the very, very first time. So there was a contest. You had to write as a journalist and say why you wanted to fly in a MiG. Honestly, I had no interest in flying in the MiG, but my ex was really into aviation. and I did it for him.
You're such a good woman.
Truth. So I entered this contest, wrote why I wanted to fly in a MiG. Shocking, they picked me and they picked a print reporter. And it was really an incredible day. It really turned out to be a great experience. What was so funny to me is like all of these Russians were this big and I'm this big, and they had to put me in this flight suit. And the funniest was they had to put me on this, put the helmet on me. And the helmet was so big. I was like, kazoo.
Wow, yeah. What?
So we stuffed the helmet. And then, you know, I actually flew in this MiG-29, which was unbelievable. I had a camera inside the cockpit on my shoulder.
You mean the ones that are like this big?
They were this big at the time. And the G's that we were pulling, this camera, oh my gosh, it felt like 1,000 pounds on my shoulder. But he did some crazy maneuvers. The MiG was going like this on its side. But the craziest was when he pulled this Cobra move.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, try to imagine this. The MiG went straight up in the air. So we're like this. He kills the engine. Mm. We start floating backwards, right? We start floating backwards.
No, thanks.
Then he goes like this.
Tips
and he starts to do a nosedive. And as we're headed to the ground then, right here, and he's headed to the ground, he restarts the engine and takes off. And at that point, I went, okay, you can land this now. Okay, I'm good. I've had enough. This is great.
Oh.
What I didn't know, okay, the pilot was, his name was Valery Minitsky.
Valery Minitsky.
And what I didn't realize is that I was actually the first woman in the world to fly in a MiG-29. And he said,
gosh.
Flora, you are first woman in the world to fly in a MiG.
Yeah. Brave woman.
Yeah, he actually gave me a certificate and everything. So
that is
a great experience.
I had to ask you how you didn't throw up, because just the thought of this makes me want to pass out, throw up, all these things. So interestingly enough, he told you to do something.
He told me the day before, he said in the morning, he said, suck on lemons all morning and it will calm your stomach.
Wow.
And I mean, I get easily nauseated, like going on a ride at Hershey Park.
Yeah.
I'm like, bleh.
Yeah.
So he said, suck on lemons all morning and it calmed my stomach.
Wow.
And I didn't get sick. I didn't throw up. I was good to go. Now, the other reporter didn't fare as well.
Not.
We won't go
He
there.
Didn't suck on lemons, I'm
no,
sure.
He didn't. So that was really a great experience.
That's
and
so
I have
cool.
all of those wonderful memories. Okay, so finally, we posted this picture on Facebook. It was a funny picture of us. And we said to all of you, caption this. Okay, and we had a really, really good chuckle at some of the captions that you guys came up with.
Okay. So we'll go back and forth and read some of them.
Okay.
Do you want to say who said it or no?
No, just say it.
All right. One of them said, we've got to get to Florida to visit so-and-so. This coffee sucks. I need a margarita.
The next one, I'm holding my breath because Carrie didn't cough into her elbow.
Here you go, Flora. I love this one. Oh my God, I'm pregnant. LOL.
Trust me. If I found out I was pregnant, the picture wouldn't be of me standing upright. I would be on the floor, passed out.
Although my face would exhibit in that photo exactly what I've been thought. Like, how the hell that
happened?
How did
that happen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shocking.
Yeah.
Funny. There's no hand sanitizer.
Oh, well, this is very appropriate. Did hair and makeup and the shoot get canceled?
Yeah. I would be making that look for sure.
Bloating.
Bloated.
That's probably serious. Yeah.
Oh, this one's funny.
It's one of my neighbors.
Did that really just come out? Oh, my God. What creature died in here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see. What's the other one? Oh, they're out of a vanilla latte. No donuts either.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, that was an interesting interview. And don't breathe or you just might catch
the cooties.
They were funny.
We loved it.
And the truth is, we were out on a photo shoot, and I had a sweater on, and then we put that vest on me, and it was a little snug, and I was trying to button the vest, and I was like,
sucking it in. I don't know. I don't have a reason for my face.
I don't know.
I don't know where I was.
But I was like, I felt like a stuffed sausage because I was like
sucking everything
in to try to button that vest. And our lovely photographer, Shannon Confair, just happened to snap that picture. And most people would have gone, that, delete. No, and we looked us. At that and thought, oh my God, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's the truth behind that picture. And again, we're just so grateful for all of your support, your comments. It's been a fabulous year. Yeah. And we're looking forward to the next year.
Yeah, you take an idea and you think this might work. And the biggest thing is that you just want to make sure that you stay true and authentic in that idea, which Flora and I try very hard to just be who we are. And we feel like you all get that about us.
Hey, this is it. Like, this is as good
what
as
you
it
get.
Gets.
What you get.
What you see is what you get.
It's so true. Well, we hope that you will continue when the 51st podcast comes out and then forward. And we'll be thinking about the things that you've already told us that you want to hear about and see about if you're watching. And so we appreciate any feedback. And like that picture, we really enjoyed engaging with you.
So funny.
So please don't hesitate to comment on any of our posts, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We love that interaction.
Yeah. And we are on all forms of that social media. You can also subscribe to our Chick to Chick YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. So then every Monday when we drop a new podcast, you'll get an alert so you know we're there.
Lucky you. And until then, when we come back to chirp about another topic.